Hi everyone, very welcome to Dialab Radio, Relay of Research Results by Audio, Series 1, Episode 17, 1976. We talked about C. elegans avoidance behavior last time, I hope you remember. This time, let me bring to you another report from Dialab Tsukuba team that is working to resolve the mysteries of brain function using these little worms called C. elegans. The nervous system of these worms, as you would expect, is quite simple. But this may be something that you might be surprised to know, that the little worms are capable of sensing small changes of salt concentration. Not only that, they also memorize past experience to select a better living environment. Amazing, isn't it? Let me also tell you that the neuronal networks that regulate such animal behavior are encoded in terms of neuronal excitation and inhibition at the synapses. What are the synapses now? Synapse means a structure that permits a neuron or nerve cell to pass an electrical or chemical signal to another neuron or to a target effector cell. Now, compared to the huge number of neuronal cells in the brain, transmitters released from these cells are quite few. Glutamate is the main excitatory, and GABA is G-A-B-A. GABA is inhibitory transmitter. Animals have to manage these two opposing signals to precisely tune each neuronal activity. The mechanism how this takes place has not been resolved. The team this time shows for the first time that glutamate released by the left neuron of the asymmetrical sensory neurons of the excitatory or inhibitory switch inhibits postsynaptic neuron via chloride channel. Conversely, glutamate released by the right neuron activates postsynaptic neurites via a kind of inotrophic or glutamate receptor. Interestingly, the excitatory receptors are mainly distributed at the proximal region of the neurite, and inhibitory glutamate-gated chloride channel are localized at the distal region of the neurites, showing a high degree of functional coordination and synchrony even in the simplest nervous system. Amazing! The study was published in Frontiers of Molecular Neurosciences, Volume 11, 2019. Please take a look. Bye for now.